Welcome to The Catalyst, where we explore creative ideas to spark innovation in an unhealthy healthcare system. I'm your host, Dr. Lara Salyer, a physician and mom of three, who is reimagining the way I practice medicine after suffering and overcoming burnout. Join me as I teach you how to optimize flow and catalyze your own revolution in healing. Tune in for candid conversations with leading experts in conventional and holistic healthcare who dare to believe a better future is possible for all of us. Life is made of teeny catalytic moments of immense impact. When strung together, the transformation is magical. Join us and let's color outside the lines. Welcome to the Catalyst Podcast, the future of charting with Freed.ai. I'm so honored to have in front of me Erez and Gabi. They are the founders of Freed.ai. And not only the founders, they're a married couple. Gabi is a family medicine resident in Santa Rosa, California. And Erez is her husband, the computer guy, who had a vision, a heart-centered passion to help Gabi with her notes. He said, the only thing that she said more than I love you is I have notes to do. And so that's why he created Freed.ai. It's to help free clinicians, wife included, from the burden of charting. And ironically, Freed became so popular, now he spends more time with Freed than Gabi. And you're going to love this interview because we talk about the inception of Freed and why it's a different charting mechanism than other AI support. You're going to learn some of the key things that you can do with Freed and how it feels magical. You'll get a wonderful coupon code for $50 off of a trial with Freed, and you're going to learn the exciting future of Freed and some of the wish list of activities and enhancements that they are already working on. I'm telling you, this is the way to make medicine fun again and to fall back in love with being a clinician. So listen in on this wonderful interview with Gabi and Erez. I am so excited for this dynamic duo in this Catalyst Podcast episode. Thank you so much. Without further ado, I'm just going to just kind of gush about this couple. And it's the first time I've met Gabi, actually, and Erez. And he is together. They're the founders of Freed.ai. And I know if you're a listener, I've talked about Freed and how it has revolutionized the practice of medicine by making something so laborious, like charting, almost magical. Literally, it's like having a magic fairy just in the room with you. And there's one click and suddenly your whole soap note is written. So I just was so honored that this wonderful dynamic duo agreed to spend quality time with me. And as you know, with residency and life, it's hard to get a handle on schedules. And look, we have us all in the same Zoom room. So thank you again. And why don't you introduce yourself?
Ladies first, or wives? Clinicians first.
I'm Gabi. I'm a family medicine resident and in Santa Rosa. And I'm really happy to be here.
And I'm Erez, Gabi's husband, and grew up in Israel, studied mathematics and computer science. 10 years ago, I moved to the US to work for Facebook as an engineer, spent a few years there, then worked on my first startup, which was in government, won't go into too much detail. And then for the past year and a half, I've been working on Freed, building for the people I love the most, which is Gabi and any other clinician out there, building an AI scribe that helps with soap notes, as you described, better than I ever have. And yeah, just super happy to be here. And I'll add one more thing. This is the first time that Gabi and I go on a podcast or interview together, which is very special for me because truly nothing here would have existed without Gabi. So this is a special moment.
Mm-hmm. This is indeed. And I can hear and feel the mission and the purpose. And that's why it's so special, because you're not just another company saying, here's another product. I mean, how many AI, you know, technology, I love technology and AI is everywhere. But like, there's something about the way you have heart in this. And one of the things that made me chuckle in your intake is that you said, the only thing she said more than I love you is I've got notes to do. And I can relate. That's the communication my husband and I have. You know, he's a family medicine physician. And at the end of the day, you've always got notes and charts are always there. And so you took this pain point, Erez, and instead of, you know, just suffering, I mean, you together have worked on finding a solution. So I want to pedal back to those early moments of Freed.ai before it was called Freed, which, by the way, is the best name because you are literally unshackling the handcuffs that we have to charting. But walk me down to those really moments of conception when you had the first conversation of how you could work together to make this happen.
Yeah. So Erez, he had a different startup before, and then that was ending and wanted to find something new. He was looking for lots of different options and he really wanted to do something in healthcare. And he just asked me, like, Gabi, what can I do to like make your life better? What's one thing that could make your life better? And I was like, write my notes for me. He asked me that like while I was writing notes from home.
That's awesome.
I feel like that was the moment that you're like, let's see, maybe that's possible. We'll try.
Yeah. And I would say that once that happened, very quickly, I played around. That was when old AI was just like a year ago when everything was happening, and actually invited a friend of ours who's a doctor to try something, because I knew it's always good to do things with, you know, when with your partner, it's there's more dynamics there. Mm-hmm. So we talked about notes. I used Gabi for some feedback, built this like very, very sketchy thing, let's say. And I showed our friend, and should I say her name? Or
yeah.
Her name, our friend Briga. And she came one evening for dinner, and then I showed her the thing. And I knew it's going to happen at that walk at that moment, because her response was so strong. And like, you could see the spark in the eye. She was like, What just happened? You know, let me try. Like the day after, like, when is it ready? And so, yeah, really the insight came in this conversation with Gabi. And then like seeing the response was really what I would say gave her freedom. Mm-hmm. And from there, it was, I guess, off to
That's
the race.
That's awesome. That's awesome. And I love how you invite your friends over for dinner and say, okay, now let's try this, you know? And that's awesome, because I think physicians are great innovators. You know, we are signing up for a career in servicing and helping others get healthy and, you know, help them with illnesses and chronic disease. But really, we are multifaceted people, right? Physicians have their hands on a lot of ideas. I guess you would say that we just are committed to, you know, helping those that need help with their health. So I love that you're inviting your friends on this wonderful startup, this enterprise. And truth be told, I've told our listeners this before too. I tried to break it, honestly, when I heard about Freed, and it was from a different colleague, and they said, you've got to try this. And I thought, because I love technology. So I tend to tinker around with all the new things. And they said, it's magic. You just let it listen to you and you let it listen to your patient and it creates your soap note. And I literally was like, no, it can't be. So I tried to break it. I literally had it open and I had done a pretend conversation where I spoke two different voices. I literally pretended to be a patient. I pretended to be a practitioner. And I did this for a half an hour. So yeah, those listening might think I'm crazy, but I thought, you know what? I'm going to wander around. I'm going to be the worst clinician. I'm going to ask them their history. And then I'm going to go and say what I'm going to do. And then I'm going to go back and ask another history question. And I'm going to go all around the improper way to do a physical exam. And then I had the patient, my own voice, you know, really give disjuncted answers and hesitate and then go back and, oh, I forgot to tell you these things. Because that's what happens, as you know, Gabi. I mean, no patient is going to watch exactly what to say and when to say it. And it's all very serpiginous. So I really tried to break it. And I thought, okay, we're going to see. And I hit the button. And of course, there's a little buffering time, which is nothing. I thought it would take 5 hours to get this note together. And it literally gave the most amazing soap note. And my jaw hit the floor and I couldn't believe it. And it actually organized my thoughts and provided a little bit of suggestions that I thought, whoa, this is fantastic. So how long, I have to ask, did it take you from that point with your friend at dinner for you to go, okay, this is a great idea, and then to make this magical thing happen? I mean, is this something that you're constantly working on? Is it like you've got it all figured out? I'd love to hear like the inner workings of Freed.
Yeah, let's see. So I think it was very fast and very not fast. So it was fast in the sense that we built the first version. That's how startups work. You have to move very quickly. So we built the first version very quickly. And then spent quite a bit of time making sure that it's HIPAA compliant. And like, so that took us out of time, which was frustrating, but very, very important. So we got to a first vision that clinicians started loving very quickly. But then there was a period of a few months that literally daily we would like read the feedback, talk to our clinicians. It was in beta for a few months. And I think that's where we were able to go from, hey, this looks promising to this is working, by listening to hundreds of thousands of pieces of feedback and iterating in small and big ways very rapidly. And we still do it to this day. I think Freed is good. I don't think it's perfect. We want it to be perfect, but that can only happen through these, you know, hundreds and thousands of iterations, small, big, listening to feedback and refining. So it's still a process that would hopefully go on for many, many years.
Mm-hmm. No, I love that. Yeah. And you're right. Feedback is important. And I tell this also to my entrepreneurs and my clinicians inside my mentorship that, you know, asking for feedback is so important. As doctors, we tend to suffer from feeling perfectionistic, right? How many times have you been on grand rounds, Gabi, and you feel like you have to have the answer when the attending looks at you and you give an answer, right? You have to know. And so it's hard to take that hat off when we're running our own business. And I tell our physicians and nurse practitioners, like, it's okay to ask for feedback, and it's okay to know that your product, your services, you might want to improve. In fact, we should aim for improvement, and to accept that feedback and do this often, because that's how you, I mean, really, that's the difference between a successful person and not, is somebody who's actually failed a lot or at least looked at feedback loops and really iterated. So I can tell that Freed is just only beginning, but it's also amazingly great at what it is now. So what would you like in the future of your, maybe your wish list for Freed?
I have other thoughts on that, but maybe Gabi can...
Gabi, what would you like, since you're closer to the front lines?
Yeah, I know it's funny. When we ask for friends' feedback, it's often because I'm too critical. So Eva's like, need somebody to support. like things that I'm hoping for, I mean, I want it to do all the things that I hate in my job. Or like that I like to do, but I wish were easier. You know, like I want it to do little things like read very like scanned in documents that are impossible to read. I want it to do that for me. I want it to like take all those little things for me, but I also want it to do more. Like I want it to be able to pre-chart for me and like look things up for me and eventually like put in orders and be in the EHR and just listen to what I'm saying and just do it.
Yes. Those are all wonderful things. I agree. And I think that's probably what might make it very maddening to work in a tech company, right, Eras? Because like, there's always going to be things that we want more and more and more, but it's because you already have such a great product. It's almost like you can see the capacity and the potential. Yeah, I agree with you, Gabi, like putting in orders or even visual. I would love them to synthesize labs and show a nice graph or, you know, something that helps with, you know, visualizing the impossible. So what about you, Eras? What would you say is the next step for Freed that you're hoping to accomplish, let's say just in 2024?
Yeah, I think Gabi described it really well. Unfortunately, clinicians have so many problems across the workflow. I think charting is one painful sliver of that. So we really want to cover all of it to the extent that that burden goes away and hopefully burnout goes away as a result. So really what we're trying to build is a full-fledged clinician assistant. To be very specific, the main thing I want us to achieve and we're working on right now, Gabi mentioned, is pre-charting. We want you to have a rich view of your patient. You know, all the information is there, but also useful. I've seen in the EHR what it's like to look at into 800 PDFs. And I really think AI allows us now to answer any question about your patient instantly in an intelligent way, so you can pre-chart better and most importantly, much, much faster. And again, not because clinicians don't know how to pre-chart, it's so hard. And who has the time to spend 2 hours on
patient?
I think we can really make that a much better and more effective experience. And that's the next big thing.
I love that. That's perfect because you're right. It's not hard to pre-chart. It's just so tedious. Like, and I think patients, if you're a patient listening, just know that your doctor and your nurse practitioner, we're we really try our best. And it's not that we don't care about you, but we can't remember what your last hemoglobin A1C is off the top of our head. And I think sometimes patients think that we have
patients. It's impossible.
Right. And they get kind of offended when we run into the room, right? Because usually we're not having much time to pre-chart. We're just going right from the room to room. You open up the chart and you ask a question. And as it's coming out of your mouth, I've been there many times, you remember, oh, wait, yeah, that's right. They're on birth control, or we took away their blood pressure medicine last time. And, you know, and patients are confused, like, well, don't you know me? And it makes for an unfortunate customer experience, if you would say. And that pre-charting would be fantastic to be able to ask the AI and have it intelligently, like you could ask it, you know, hey, what was the last three A1Cs? And, you know, what did we do? What are some of the things that we've done? I mean, the future, I believe, with AI will make us all fall in love with medicine again, because this is how I'm old enough to know the old ways, when the older doctors didn't even have computers, and they would flip through the paper and they would keep their own little notes on the side, and they knew exactly like the patient's history and the family. And it just felt really wholesome. And I think computers, we are going through the dark ages, and I believe we're coming out of it with AI is going to help us, you know, really kind of come back home and enjoy being a doctor. Hey, have you visited the Catalyst Way yet? It's an online hub designed just for you, where we spark your creativity, passion, and flow to build your own self-expressive medical career. There's so much to explore inside the Catalyst Way. If you're a functional medicine practitioner, check out our Catalyst Studio Mentorship, your gateway to membership micropractice, with everything you need to grow and scale your functional medicine business, including private mentor sessions, masterminds, access to quarterly legal lounges, and much more. Or peek inside the world's first digital subscription delivery box service that delivers monthly content to make your functional medicine clinic run effortlessly, including customizable infographics, SOPs, templates, and hand-selected mastermind recordings. Or maybe you just want some entertaining and useful CME. You'll find that at the Catalyst Reclamation CME online course. You'll learn neuroscience behind burnout, embrace flow, master your calendar, fortify boundaries, and transform your burnout into boundless energy and joy using our three-step AHA method. It's approved for 10 hours of AMA Category 1 CME. Use the code PODCAST for 10% off. And because I'm a practical mom of three, guess what? The Catalyst Way also has tons of freebie content too. My favorite is the Catalyst Compass Quiz, which matches you to an ideal jumpstart strategy to find your spark. But I also love the free Catalyst Calendar Time Management System and Functional Micropractice Checklist. It's all here at the Catalyst Way. Visit drlarasalyer.com/catalyst to start coloring outside the lines. We're creating empowered, self-expressive clinicians as catalysts who lead healthcare transformation. Are you a catalyst? Visit drlarasalyer.com/catalyst now. So you as a family medicine resident, Gabby, what would you say is, I'm just going to ask off the cuff, what was your favorite rotation so far?
I really love procedures, actually. Like we do a lot of minor procedures in our clinic, like removing like lumps and bumps type of thing.
Oh, at home.
Yes.
Or at home.
Okay. Awesome. Quiet. Hey, quiet, we do that quiet. Here. We do that here in our house too. So, yep. That's awesome.
Yeah. It's just like so satisfying.
It is. Oh, it absolutely is. Look at Dr. Pimple Popper. I mean, all of us love sebaceous cysts and like moles and, you know, yeah, that's a huge thing. And speaking of, would Freed ever have the ability to store your own templates or your own procedure notes? So it would be something to, you know, pull up. I don't know. I'm sitting here throwing ideas. I'm sure you've already thought of this.
Yeah, something we've done recently. Our goal, the reason I'm always scared of the word templates is because it starts to seem like we want to be the antithesis of EHR. So very simple, very seamless. So what we're building now are not templates, but a way for Freed to learn. So every time you edit or change a note, Freed becomes more like your person, like a human scribe would do. So that's something we launched recently and shows a lot of promise, people falling kind of in love with Freed becoming their own personal scribe. We don't want to make you define the template and change, you know, that's like so laborious that you have the HR to suffer from that. So that's the direction we're taking, the learning of the AI to use it. Mm-hmm.
Thank you for clarifying that. That's a brilliant distinction that you just made, is the anti-templates. And I love that. Like, right now, that's the only solution we've had to make our lives easier, is just find a template and fill in the blanks, right? And that is laborious. And guess what? That also has been shown in litigious research, that you'll still be you'll have errors, right? Because like, you get used to seeing templates and you get that, you know, you just have blind spots. You forget to change the pronouns or the whatever it is. And, you know, it's not really accurate. So I love that you're becoming the anti-template, because you want it to act as a personal assistant, which is really more human in that experience. That's fantastic. How about you, Gabi? Do you have any, I don't know, a wish list of things you would like to have? I mean, you mentioned that you'd like it to pre-chart. You'd like it to do orders. Anything else that you think it can't do? You know, I mean, it seems like an amazing thing, but it can't do it all. Is there something that Freed, you think, boy, it could never do that?
It could never do that?
Oh. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I haven't thought about that. Because something it like, there's like this one thing that we're kind of surprised that it can do that is not really its use case, but it can like listen in other languages and then transcribe like...
So here's the story. Very early on, I had one of the doctors around here that I know personally trying Freed, and he called me. I was in Israel, so I get a call at midnight on the phone. This guy's calling me. He's like, oh my God, I just had a visit in Spanish, full in Spanish, and I got a perfect English note at the end. And the reason I was surprised is because I didn't know that Freed could do it. We built it for English, and again, the underlying technology is so powerful that it could just handle that. So I think there's that was, and now it's one of the killer features. People love that because they can practice in any language with any patient. That's just the story there. But I let Gabi finish that.
So my secret goal, that's like it's not really a Freed.
Should I guess?
Yeah.
Translation,
real time. Oh, yeah, real time translation.
Yes.
Like especially, you know, if a patient can read in their language, but they're deaf, then you could communicate with them that way. Like there are so many use cases that would be awesome. Obviously in person, interpretation is the best. And even better than that is if the provider can speak that same language, but like, that's not always possible, you know? So.
Oh, I love it. I have full confidence though. I mean, quite honestly, it's amazing. Just the and I encourage, if you're listening to this, if you're not convinced by this point and you've been listening to this conversation, how could you not love these two? Honestly, because you guys are like, you're so cute and passionate. And this is a literal like labor of love and respect to the medical community out of wanting to save lives. And I mean, we lose the equivalent of a medical school class per year to doctor suicide. We lose a lot of lives just to the burden. And I can't blame EMR because it actually only accounts for 20% of our burnout metrics, according to the research. But it is a huge domino that once it falls down and you get underneath all the inbox messages and the charting, it just makes you feel worse. And so you're doing a huge, wonderful benefit to practitioners all over by offering this really easy one-click solution. And I encourage everybody to go out and try it. And what I love also is you give 10 free trial visits. Like you just basically make it so easy for someone to like try it and prove you wrong that it isn't amazing.
And break it.
Yeah, I'm sorry, what did you say?
They can try to break it like you did.
Yep. And let me tell you will fail because I could not break it. And it's reasonable to get, you know, your own, you know, monthly subscription. It's just such a great business model that you've built. And I know that you're working behind the scenes to always improve it. And I'm just so excited to have been there to see the very beginning and see what you two are cooking up. So what are your plans after residency, after you're done with that?
So my plans, sorry. First, I wanted to answer your question from before because you asked like what Freed can't do, and I just like had to think about it a little bit. So I think, you know, Freed is there to help with all your patient encounters, but I don't think it's ever going to be able to do anything like what we do. Like I think it's just going to be an assistant, but it's never going to like make decisions, like clinical decisions. It's never going to interact with the patient in a meaning like. In a way that makes a connection, like all those things, like I'm still going to use my doctor brain or, you know, if it's not a doctor, like any clinician, like will be able to use their brain. So that's what I think it won't be able to do, is replace me.
You know, I'm glad you mentioned that, Gabi, because I think there's a lot of misinformation out there when people aren't excited about technology. Like I kind of geek out about it. I love like reading about it or watching reels or TikToks, and I kind of explore down rabbit holes of like Goblin Tools and ChatGPT and all sorts of cool AI apps. But there's a lot of people that just naturally are fearful, and they have this misinformation that AI is going to take our job. And that's not how it works. You know, it is literally like your peripheral brain. It's like an extension of you as a nice assistant. But you're right. I'm glad you mentioned that it can't make decisions for you. It's going, you know, you should question the information and make sure it makes sense. But it's a learning system that allows you to just be more efficient at what you do. So thank you for mentioning that. Yeah.
Yeah.
And now, where's your plans? Are you going to settle in Santa Rosa? Are you moving? Do you have any ideas?
Oh, no. Depends which day you're asking. Where are we going? Let's talk about different aspects.
It's like a constant struggle in my brain.
It is.
My family's 2 hours away, and I keep being like, it's too far. I need to be closer. But then I'm like, but I love Santa Rosa, but maybe we should be close. It's a problem.
Yeah. It's hard. And you know, the good thing is you can always change your mind. That's the other beautiful thing, is most physician contracts are like 2 years, right? You know, and then see if you like it. You can always change. And healthcare is changing so quickly that, you know, that's the good
and
the bad.
That's what I'm saying. It doesn't help, but that's the...
He tries to calm me down.
Another thing we want, I know you asked Gabi, but of course I have. So we got married 2.5 years ago, and during residency, there's not a lot of time to do anything. So we never had our honeymoon, and we want to go to Japan. So that's... It's not on the calendar yet, but that's the theoretical plan. We want to go to Japan, never been there, and have our honeymoon finally.
Yes.
And enjoy some time together when Gabi doesn't have to, you know, write notes during that time.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I love it. Do that. That's the best thing, is right after residency, take a month off. We did the same thing. You know, you just take time away because you don't have patient panels. It's like you're in this beautiful pause part of your life that you can enjoy. I love that. That's great. So all of my guests, I always ask them, since one of my missions is to help practitioners, which, you know, we're all very left-brained, help them remember their right brain and practice the sixth vital sign, which is creativity. And I ask patients, like, what lights you up? What's your hobby? I ask practitioners the same. That's my anti-burnout method, is if we can rekindle that creativity in any fashion, whether it's poetry or dance or art or just music, we can do a lot to help ourselves get unstuck and pedal back from burnout. So let me ask both of you, what is your sixth vital sign? What would you say if you were gifted a free Saturday with no responsibilities, what would I find you doing for fun?
I've been getting very much more into plants, like inside plants, and then also gardening. So I've been getting a lot of plants, and I actually just started getting some plant lights that I'm using. So that's been my thing, is like buying pots and doing things to make sure all these plants are doing really well.
I love that, Gabi. You know, you and my husband did that in residency. In our basement, we had these like rented hospital houses, we called them, because the hospital owned it. And then we just rented from them. So we were, you know, two residents in this kind of dilapidated house. And in the basement, he did grow lights, and he had a bunch of hydroponic plants and stuff. But then our friends were like, what are you growing down there? That looks really suspicious. And we're like, no, it's like baobab or like bonsai trees. I don't even know what he grew. But yeah, you know, anyway, I love that you're doing that. So good. How about you, Erez?
Yeah, for me, I guess I have two answers. One is about 2 years ago, I discovered that I really enjoy writing. So I have a blog that is now, due to Fried, is a bit dormant, but still writing a lot. And I write on Twitter. I really enjoy the craft of, you know, phrasing sentences. And I think I over time got not bad at it, let's say. Mm-hmm. The second thing I enjoy doing, so I used to play the saxophone very intensely as a kid for about 10 years. And then I put it aside. And also about 2 years ago, I started studying the piano. So definitely not an expert, but really enjoying doing that, especially on a Saturday when like I need to not think of free, not think about all the intense things at work. Mm-hmm. So piano and writing are my current.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I love that. I wish we lived closer because I play clarinet. That would be so fun. Yes.
Oh, nice.
But it's so fun to just, dabble in that creativity. And, it makes you feel, studies show that even long after that activity is done, you still have the well-being from, the increased happiness levels and lowered perceived stress. And so it's really good that you have so many different modalities. It does not surprise me that both of you are very creative. And again, a dynamic duo. So any last things you want to leave with our listeners before we conclude?
Well, as always, let Gabby go.
You're so polite.
Any last things? No, maybe one thing I would say, I really want to encourage every clinician to try Freed or something else. I think it's really worthy to be aware of what's possible and see if it's for you or not. The reason we ever tried, we want anybody to try it and tell us if it doesn't work for them. And if it works for them, of course, subscribe. You can always cancel. But I really think it's one of the things. I do think AI is a very transformative technology for the world. And I think trying it in different cases, I tried for my writing, I tried for everything. I think it's just good to try. That's the only suggestion for
That's
for
a good suggestion. Don't be scared. Dip your toe in the water, right?
Yeah, and I think, we advertise now more on Facebook and stuff. We see a lot of people commenting, AI would, they like do that and do that. And it's truly a bunch of, it's math. It's a bunch of number, doing manipulations. So there's really nothing to feel once you play with it. It does feel magical because it's very powerful.
Right.
But I think getting familiar with the unknown and things that might be scary is, in my book, always a good thing to do.
Mm-hmm. I'm definitely, I was more skeptical at the beginning. Like I'm definitely more of a rule follower.
That's why I started with Briga and not with Gabby.
Yeah. and so, I think I would have been scared of AI, but I see how this company is built, how this product is built, and I trust it 100%. And I think that means a lot to feel okay, my patients are going to be safe with this note. Everything's going to be safe and they'll even, whatever, I can do other things instead of writing them.
Yes. No, I love that. That is so true. And that is what makes it special is you both have built this and you have that inside scoop, Gabby, because you're living the life and you're in real time testing it. And this is an incredible opportunity for people to try envisioning medicine in such a more, fun way. I mean, that's the only word I could use that came right to my, when I first tried it, I went, oh my gosh, that's so fun. It is, it feels magic, but I know that thank goodness there's smart people like both of you understanding the computer side of it. Cause it just felt like magic to me. I mean, just to have it all pop up. And I thought, this is so cool. It is like having a person there listening to everything you say and, summarizing it and helping you say it. And wow, it's just, so thank you for everything you do. I'm so grateful to know both of you, and I'm so excited to follow along the success of Freed. No doubt it's going to just take off. It already has. By the way, whoever does your social media is so funny. I don't know if it's you, because those ads are great. I mean, they're just really fun. Do you do that, or do you have a whole team?
Yeah, it's a light team. So I'm involved, but definitely not taking credit to get feedback from clinicians, and we're trying different things.
Yeah.
And really in the mindset of, I think you said it exactly right. The special thing about Freed is that it's by clinicians for, it's truly in the DNA of the company. And that's the one thing I would never want us to lose. So you can even feel it in the ads, in the copy. And
you can. Yeah. It's like the ads were written by physicians. It's so cool. I mean, they're funny because they just hit right at the emotional pain point of, we want to escape these, shackles of charting, and you hit it and they're funny. So even if you're listening and maybe you're a retired doctor, you don't even chart anymore, just go follow them on social media because the ads are funny. And I feel like, wow, you hit it right on the head. So thank you both for sharing this time with me. For everybody listening, all of the contact information, including a wonderful opportunity for $50 off using a coupon code CATALYST, it will all be in the show notes. And the website now is freed.ai. That's freed.ai, correct? Yep,
yes.
Perfect. And if you do the 10 free visit trial and you love it, please use the coupon code CATALYST and you will get $50 off. And I guarantee this will make your life a lot better and a lot more fun and magical. So thank you so much, Gabby and Erez. I am so glad you were here, and I'm so inspired by your journey. I hope we get to talk again soon.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
And I have to thank you. You know, I really don't see any way that we'd be successful without people like yourselves and clinicians like believing in us and supporting us and spreading the word. And you have influence on a lot of clinicians who would listen to you. So,
Absolutely. This is like right along with my values, which is, you know, really supporting those clinicians and pedaling back against burnout and feeling passion and having this heart-centered business. And you've nailed it all. So thank you. And I'm sure we'll see each other at a conference sometime or connect again. But if I haven't
talked to you,
to play a duet for sure. Thanks again. Bye, guys.
Bye.
Thank you for listening and subscribing to the Catalyst Podcast. My vision is a world without burnout, and my mission is to teach 1 million medical professionals how to tap into creativity and flow to increase joy and well-being. We all deserve a medical career that is self-expressive, unique, and creative. You can help by signing up for my newsletters. One of my highest values is gratitude, so I love giving back. And each newsletter is gamified. The more you share, the more you win. It's easy to sign up. Just go to drlarasalyer.com/win. Thank you for coloring outside the lines with me.